Get ready for Creed 2.
Adonis Creed has been challenged by Victor Drago, son of the man who killed his father.
The most anticipated fight of the year.
This is more than just a fight. I'll beat him.
You better.
My son will break your boy.
This guy is dangerous.
I'm dangerous.
It's time, kid.
Creed 2. In cinemas now. Certificate 12A.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin. Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old Bronx. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which comes back in January. And here I am with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, as you know, right when we sat down to do this podcast, the electricity went out in my whole building. And it was like the pioneer days there for 20 minutes.
I know.
I could go on Twitter.
It was very scary. I mean, it rains in LA and like we the grid just collapses, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those days I just feel like the world is like torturing me. It's like my laptop, and then it was raining. Bueller wakes me up early and it's raining, you know, so then he won't poop. So I'm like begging him to poop. Then I come back inside, the sun comes out, I walk outside to smoke, it rains on my head. I go back in, it stops raining. I come back out, it rains on my head. And the electricity, I'm like, what the hell, dude? Leave me alone, world.
I am like so livid right now because, you know, for the past 24 hours, it's been like, rain is coming, which is actually really good for California because Lord knows we definitely need it. Although now comes phase two of wildfires, which is mudslides, I'm sure, which no laughing matter. I hope everyone's okay. But on my own selfish little world, my own selfish little corner of all this is that it's like, great, it's going to rain. I am hunkering down for a rainy day in LA because there's something really fun and special about when it finally rains in LA. Like, I could sleep with the curtains open because I knew the sun wouldn't be coming into my eyes. It'd be like, I'd wake up, it'd be like gray. There'd be, you know, rain against the window. And sure enough, it was like that. It was so wonderful. I was like, rain, it's a rainy day. And then it like 11:30 a.m. sun was like, no, it's gonna be my day. Actually, you don't get your rainy day. And now the sun is out and I'm like, it's supposed to be a rain day.
Yeah, well, whatever, world. Okay,
world,
you're fucking with our bad days, our good days.
You know what?
Stop.
I want to do
messing with us.
You know what I want to do? That weather, I want to take my index finger and poke the weather's chest, just like Leanne Locken does to Brandy Redmond.
Oh my god,
like, you are liar.
The weather will be all, you abused me. You physically assaulted me. So I'm sure we'll get to. The weather's all mad.
Weather dressed up like a cheerleader for today. You're like, oh, again.
Dallas Rains, the weatherman, comes to your house dressed as a cheerleader. I'm Dallas Rains. I heard you physically assaulted me in a Whataburger cheerleader outfit. I love that Brandy's outfit. I know everybody that it's like UT styled with the burnt orange and stuff, but I'm looking for pictures to use in today's podcast cover. And it's a water. It's a Whataburger. It's a Whataburger. Well, not Whataburger.
Whataburger.
It's a Whataburger.
Sounds like me.
I used to call it Whataburger. I was like, yeah, it'll make you thin. But it's a Whataburger logo. And if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, come look at our podcast picture for the day on Instagram and then look at the Whataburger logo.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the same thing. And I don't like Randy. taking over my Whataburger. Because you know I love a Whataburger.
Yeah, I do know that. I remember your dad asked you for a Whataburger order live on the podcast, much like how my father came into my bedroom when I was recording from home and looked for some scotch tape.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Whataburger logo so I can prove it to everybody who's doubting me right now in their house. Okay, everybody, welcome. This is the season finale recap of what else?
The Real Housewives of Dallas.
We are going to be live soon, Nashville, next week. So we'll see you guys in Nashville. That one's sold out. And we're going to announce some new dates very soon. We're very excited to have some new dates for 2019. So yeah. Keep your ears open. Keep your eye on our good friend, Sashal Madia, mm-hmm. on Instagram and Twitter. And
make sure you got your ticket buying finger ready, because you never know when those ticket dates might pop up. And we don't want you to be like, wait a second, but I didn't know. And I was behind on the episodes. Stay tuned, people, please.
Stay tuned. So today, and also go buy your holiday shirts. Ho, 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 okay? And happy Ramonica.
Yeah.
You can get those over at crappensmerch.com or just find the links where you find all our ticket links at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Congrats to our two listeners who, I don't have my social media open in front of me, so I'm too lazy to write down anyone's names, but two of our listeners who went to Real Housewives trivia earlier this week and came in second place, and they won a picture of Sonia Morgan, and the reason why I mention this is because at least one of them wore a ho 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 okay t-shirt to the occasion. So congrats and thank you.
Hey, yeah, right on.
Oh, and never mind. I'll ask you after the show. It's just
sure?
No, it's just a logistical thing about the ho ho stuff that you have at your place for me.
Oh, well, you were all about to get them today when I almost had to go over there, but now I don't. Ha, 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 ho, ho, ho.
Wow. Hey. Wow, looks like there's a real Krampus in our delivery of the ho, ho, ho things from your place to mine.
I know, we're going to have to figure that out. Yeah. So today, Real Housewives of Dallas, let's get into it.
Yeah,
I knew I was going to be pissed off because I have this irrational annoyance with Brandy. I know at this point it's irrational. It gets that way with the Real Housewives shows, really any reality show, when one person's getting on your nerves and then they just relentlessly are themselves.
Yeah.
And that's basically what's happened. So I'm going to try and dial back a little bit just because I feel like weird being mean to a girl in a 10-year-old's cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
For the most part.
When I was watching this episode, I was like, oh my God, Ronnie is going to go off. I was like, two things are going to happen. Ronnie is going to be screaming about Brandy, and I'm going to be like doing my classic thing where I say, and this is why Leanne Locken is great, because, I mean, look at her. She's lying on the grass. I mean, this is what we want. It'll be like the Ben Pontification Hour, what we need from
Well, it's a season finale, so you know what? Let's drag out our greatest hits. And let's drag out your greatest hits, and I'll drag out my greatest hates, because this is one of them. And I was watching this live on TV Party with a bunch of people who were streaming, you know, with me, and I was losing my shit. I was so mad. I was screaming at the TV. Then I watched it again to take my notes, and I was screaming while I was taking my notes. What an a-hole, you know? Yeah. And one thing I said last night on that stream was, you don't need to try and make Leanne crazy, people. Like, you don't need to work at it. Why are you pushing so hard? She's naturally crazy. It's not as fun when you force it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. Well, I think on a season like this where she's been holding back her crazy, I'm happy that someone tried to provoke it out of her, because I needed it. I needed it. It was a good way to end the season, because, God, I needed that Leanne Locken scowl, that, like, sneer or the twitch in the lip. Ooh, we'll get to that. So, the episode begins in a way that I really appreciate, and I'm sure Catherine Dennis appreciates, and I'm sure you appreciate, Ronnie, with Stephanie unpacking packages from Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for Amazon Prime. You know, on a day that everything's going wrong, I just say, thank you, God, for Amazon Prime.
My Cyber Monday package just arrived. So,
somebody
bought a board game about hospital administration.
Sounds legit.
It's called Healthy Heart Hospital. Okay.
Bueller, oh, don't
Bueller,
start.
Do you want to play
Bueller,
with me?
Really, this is like a whole day. Like, it's
Bueller,
a whole day.
Bueller, we're
not
just
for you.
Bueller. If you're good, you can play Healthy Heart Hospital with me. It's not Healthy Heart Veterinarian.
Have a healthier heart,
Bueller. We have some patients who are dying. We need to fix them stat.
Bueller, cut your fucking
shit, dude.
He's like not barking, but he's like looking at me with his ears back and growling. Okay, I get it.
ER, where the R stands for Ramona. Emergency Ramona.
I'm like a fine wine. I bark at everything that passes by the door, okay?
I need Bueller 10 cc's of Avery Stat. You can also get 10 cc's of Best Friend. Works just the same.
So Stephanie's unpacking boxes because she's ordered things for her frat party that she's going to throw for Travis, which, like, your husband's about to go back to college for a little while. You don't want to remind him of how easy things were in the frat house. You know what I mean? Like, you're worried about Travis going off and cheating on you. This is not the way to send him off. Like, look, you're still young and can get any pussy you want, Travis.
I mean, this is also, like, I mean, even though it's Harvard, it is still basically night school. I mean, this is like throwing a party for going to the Learning Annex, okay? Like, you're taking, like, extracurricular classes, and it's, like, a program. It's a real program. It's an MBA program, etc. But it's, like, he's not enrolled in Harvard.
Yeah, well, he's enrolled, for, like, night class or something. You know, look, I'm not going to diss anybody's education because I'm going to start yelling about education a little bit later on. Most, you know... I'm going to hold that. Look, I started tripping up because I got so mad again. But I know you're not either. But look, let's stop pretending, that he just got accepted into real Harvard.
Yeah, he's not in real Harvard. He's like in, like, Method Man and Red Man version of Harvard that was in How High, but it's really UCLA, you know? It's like that version. And I'm really I'm dying on this hill really for my friend Eva, who sent me that text a few weeks ago, who's like, please tell people, for those of us who've done this, it's not real Harvard. So I'm doing this for you, girl. I'm doing it for you. I'm making myself look like an elitist Harvard. For you.
I mean, I go to Bed Bath & Beyond. It doesn't mean I invented bathtubs, okay?
Or that you went to anywhere beyond there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no beyond, by the way, in Bed Bath & Beyond. Like,
oh, way to be non-religious in your Bed Bath & Beyond, okay? Way to shun God in your Bed Bath & Beyond bed.
No, I'm just saying that there's just like, Bed Bath & Beyond makes it feel like you're just going to be like, wow, every time you go in there. And instead you're like, oh, there's that thing I saw on TV.
Yeah, you're like, oh, there's like a pleather, like, swivelly office chair on sale with no other office chairs. Oh, like, what is that?
Pretzel dehydrator. It only dehydrates pretzels, which are already pretty dry, but maybe I'll buy it anyway.
Yeah, that's the beyond. That's what I worry that heaven is like. You know, it's just shit like a terrible pleather, swivelly pink office chair and a pretzel dehydrator.
I prefer the lowered expectations of the dearly departed linens and things. It was just like, it's linens and things, you know, like just.
Yeah, it's basically like a garage sale sign, like linens and things.
Things.
Yeah, an arrow pointing you where to walk.
It's gone.
So Stephanie's like, my husband's going to Harvard. So her gay Trevor, what's his name?
It was like Trey.
I've got to stop people calling people her gay. Like, what kind of thing is that to say? It's totally rude. But her gay is over there unpacking the boxes, and Brandy comes over and. Biscuits jumping all over her. I just like writing biscuits jumping all over Brandy because I think that's a funny visual. Like biscuits just throwing biscuits at Brandy.
Don't tell Toya. She's like, oh, you can't do that with a biscuit.
Why has everybody tried to talk to her at one time? The talking biscuit.
So Brandy comes over and Stephanie's like reminiscing on life in college and going to frat parties, and she's like, some of my best memories were on the floor of a frat house, not having sex, just licking vomit up that I thought was chocolate pudding. Wait, was that vomit?
When you're in college, you go to parties in Mexico, and they have foam pits there, and it was either that or wet t-shirt contest, but I had already seen enough boobies at the Baltic Sea thing.
Okay. Boobies. You're offended by boobies. You talk about like fucking on frat floors and poop every week, lady.
Last time I was in a frat, I was getting drunk off of Bartles and James and singing along to Chumbawamba. It was a great time.
So Rich and Leanne across town are arriving at a church.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, you did not mention that there was a trolley sighting. This is the way the producer signaled we were transitioning from Stephanie, where there are a bunch of ducks playing around in the foam, to a trolley. Leanne's a coming, and now we're at a church.
The trolley's coming back like a traditional abuse victim. It's like, it was my fault. Coming back to Leanne to do it again. She if I was well. A trolley, I would leave Dallas, okay? This is when the trolley should leave Dallas. Just keep driving, trolley.
Yeah, trolley. Make a break for it. You don't need those tracks. You can do it yourself. You can do it. You have wheels.
I'll help you in any way I can, trolley.
So Rich and Leanne are at the Cathedral of Hope, which for some reason like made me laugh that Leanne wants to get married at a place called the Cathedral of Hope, because I feel like she's just kind of like use that for the rest of her life. Like, when I was at the Cathedral of Hope, I did have hope. You're like, Leanne, we're just ordering takeout right now.
I've been praying to the altar of hope my entire life. Leanne was very preachery this episode, which I love.
She was.
She just gets very like, when I have overcome to be at the Cathedral of Hope.
Which didn't look very cathedrally, if you ask me, by the way. Cathedral of Nope. Gotcha.
Didn't someone say that in this episode? The Cathedral. Oh, no. That was New Jersey, and it was nothing like that. Never mind. Sorry, everybody. I'm getting my shows mixed up.
I'll tell you who said it wasn't a real cathedral. Anyone doesn't believe in the gays, okay? Because it's a gay-friendly cathedral, okay?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what I think of that, but I just wrote, whoa, Nelly. This is my kind of church, because as they were walking in, Rich is like, your shirt's a little bright, because she was wearing like a mustard top and then like jogging, like fashionable jogging pants. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, yours is a little striped. And I was like, woo-hoo, pattern Ew. Fights. I patter. Love a couple who can have some pattern patter.
Exactly. And then this cheery gay comes in and meets them. He's clearly like on the way to teaching some young girl how to walk in a pageant, but he's like, but first let me take Leanne and Rich to a pew. Okay, have fun.
The pageant to Jesus's birth.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, I want you to walk next to this little boy who's dressed like a donkey. So you get up to the manger.
One of my favorite things that Leanne does is when she's just so over the top melodramatic. Like, it's my favorite thing in the world. And she's like, everyone knows what it's like to be judged for being different. I'm different. And I fit in at the Cathedral of Hope. I fit in. A white woman in America. Finally, a place for me.
A white model woman in America.
A white pretty woman. With a heart of gold, but not a hooker, in America has a place.
I may not be pretty woman, but I know Julia Roberts. Yeah, so she's like, yeah, everyone knows what it's like to be different. Yeah, okay, everyone who's different, okay, I get that. But look, we fought for a long time. You know, I feel like gayness is getting to be too trendy, okay? Like, even the gays are getting married now. The gays are wanting to get married in gay church now, and now Leanne wants to get married in gay church, okay? You all better be donating 10% of your incomes to church. It's called tithing, gay people, and we don't get away with not doing it just because we're gay.
This is classic gay self-loathing that, like, even the first thing we do is, like, take down someone who's, like, an ally. How dare she? How dare she?
How dare she? In a gay church?
How dare she shine a spotlight on this wonderful organization that's accepting of lots of different people? How dare she?
I'm not self-loathing. I'm world-loathing. I'm you-loathing world.
So the pastor's like, well, tell me about yourselves, Leanne and God with all that pitch. And she's like, well, I was going to say, Rich and I really complete each other. Like, he strops my mustard, and as we all know, strops and mustard go well together so well.
He is the dot to my polka.
He is the carry-on luggage to my overhead compartment.
He is the hole to my pick.
He is the batteries to my universal remote, which for some reason still won't turn on the TV, by the way, Rich.
I was looking up You Complete Me, and that's Jerry Maguire. Why does everybody want to be in Jerry Maguire? Look, what's her name? Who is in that? I love her. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. I know it usually. I'm just dumb.
I'm not going to help you.
Little squinty-eyed blonde.
Yeah, I know.
She was,
I know,
Bridget
exactly.
Jones as well. I'm not going to look it up.
I'm not going to look it up. Let's work through. We can
I
do
know
it.
Her name. I mean,
Bridget
come on,
Jones. Guys. She's squinty. She's like
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. Correct. Yeah. Cold Mountain.
So who wants to turn out like Renee Zellweger ended up at Cold Mountain? Did she look happy? No, she didn't.
And
Tom
jail.
Cruise is now a lesbian in, you know, Mission Impossible 27. Does he look happy? I don't think he looks happy. Let's all stop trying to be like Jerry Maguire. How about that?
I don't know. Cuba Gooding Jr. seems pretty happy.
Does he? Last time I saw him, he was OJ, and that did not end well. He was not very happy at the end of OJ.
What about Bonnie Hunt?
Well, Bonnie Hunt's never been happy. That's why she's Bonnie Hunt.
Jay Moore, yeah, that's a bad example. Jay Moore. I'm sure Jerry O'Connell. Hey, Jerry O'Connell, we have, see, look, Bravo, fellow Bravo enthusiast.
Okay, well then, why don't we say something that Jerry O'Connell quoted in that show, so that we can all be happy. You complete me is just not something you should say if you want to be happy. Help me help you, Ronnie.
I mean, it is sort of surprising that Leanne doesn't just talk and Jerry Maguire talk the entire time. Because it is sort of like all written the way Leanne would talk.
Yeah.
So this break is a break up.
That's just a line. I was waiting for the end. I can't believe I don't have more quotes on the top of my head from a movie.
Show me the money, Ronnie. Show me the money.
Yeah. That's the only one I had, Ben. Thanks. You stole oh, show me the money from me.
You got to say it quicker.
Well, I can't. That's the only one I had. I was saving it for last.
Ronnie, it's help like literally me. All I had. Help you. So you just got to circle back, because that's what everyone's been doing for the past 20 years. You go through the same like four quotes.
Yeah, pretty much. So she's like, you complete me. And then the reverend's like, a human brain weighs 8 pounds. She's like,
you had me at hello. You had me at hello. There's another one for you, Ronnie. Sorry, I stole it. You weren't fast enough. I'm just going through that song.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, the Secret Garden song. That way they put all the quotes in it.
So she's like, well, where I go too far, he restrains me. And when he doesn't go far enough, I tell him, go see other people while I'm at my event. I'll see you later. Just don't let me find about it on a goddamn blog, Rich.
I'm writing checks your body can't cash. That's right. I went to Top Gun.
So they go on a chapel tour. And Leanne's telling us, no matter what bullshit is created by my so-called friends, we keep that out of our universe. All those troubles are in a galaxy far, far away. Was Tom Cruise in that movie? He's like, we're writing our own vows. Rich, I'm your father. He's like, wait a second, honey. You need to stay with the
it's a trap. It's a trap.
So they go on a chapel date, and the reverend's like, all right, then, you like it? Isn't it hopeful? All right, let's set a date. She's like, shut up, Dandra.
May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Does that work for you?
Now listen here, Jonathan Limpnicki. You knock on my trailer one more time without texting first. I'm cutting out your brain, and I'm feeding it to the heathens.
All right. Now, I want to have about 500 guests, so I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
But it can only go above 50 miles an hour and below 60 before it crashes into a... Damn it, I know Sandra Bullock. Have I mentioned that, Reverend?
Big mistake. Huge. Back to Pretty Woman.
Almost first full circle. Okay, so she's like, how about Palm Sunday? No.
She actually was like, well, we can't do then. Well, that's going to be the week before Passover. And I was like, yeah, Jew shout out. Yeah, my people. Because normally it's like, oh, that's the week before Easter. But this time I was like, ooh, Leanne's scheduling around my people. Woo, 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 woo.
She's scheduling around the green dots on her iCal. Okay.
Stop that. Stop ruining it.
So, she's like, let's shake on it, Reverend. And that's pretty much it.
Well, then she chokes herself up.
This is when she does her monologue, right? She's like, Rich says, I love you. And she's like, oh, I love you. I have finally learned to accept his love. It's been a long journey to that acceptance. I'm so grateful for that journey.
I'm so happy that I've never accepted that I deserve it, and I'm so happy that it's happening, so I'm going to stick my pinkies by my temples, which looks like I'm wiping away tears, but as we all know, my temples do not cry.
Temples don't cry in general, do they, Reverend? Those are synagogues. Or that's a different religion.
Close enough, Speed 2.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
So Dandra and Jeremy.
Yeah, they're at a restaurant. Dandra, Jeremy, Dee, they're at a restaurant because Dee is going to turn the company over. Although it's so funny, in my notes, I had a typo and it says Dee's going to get the company turned over.
Let's get it turned.
Let's get it turned. I don't give a rip what you're doing. We're going to get it turned right now.
We are going to start with put your left foot in, put your left foot out, put your left foot in, shake it all about. Dandra.
You know what I call that? The Hokey Deandra, okay? Because that's all she does in the office. Oh, but here's the company. Enjoy.
Hey, Deandra's doing the hokey pokey, or as we like to call it, the pokey.
Or as I like to call it, the not Amelia dance.
Where has Amelia gone? All right, but today we're here to concentrate in this Mexican food restaurant at these catering tables on a major life event.
Thank you all for wearing your craziest patterns. To the gentleman wearing the goldenrod leopard sleeves with the strange Indian tableau on the front of his shirt, thank you. To the person wearing the little hat in the aggressive floral pattern on your white shirt, thank you. And to me, I'd like to thank myself for wearing some crazy sleeves that look like they've been slashed by Jason Voorhees. Thank you.
She was wearing a leather jacket. Okay, so she was doing the Ariana style where you put your jacket over, or Lala style,
yeah,
where you put the jacket over your shoulders. But then instead of just doing that, there was like an actual cut up the front of the jacket.
Yeah. It looked like it had been like attempted shredding.
Yeah, yellow arms came through. And then there was a slit up those. Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
And coffee. That's why I shop at Old Navy. Coffee all over me. And then there was a slit up her other yellow sleeves coming through the. I was like, oh my God. It's like her arms have to be ready to punch somebody, you know? She didn't even invite Leanne, but she's ready to fight.
Yeah, there was like a lot of aggressive, like, openings and slashes and cuts. And it was a lot. If I were Mama D, I might have, like, reconsidered turning over the company just, like, maybe, like, wait, like, another few weeks. Let her get, like, something that looks a little better. So D starts addressing the group, and she's like, everyone. And this is addressed to you, Amelia, who thought you were going to be taking over the company. You're not. So a couple months ago, Deandra said, Mom, I want to talk to you one more time. And I said, stop right there. Do not talk to me because you have gained weight and we cannot have this in the office right now. Deandra.
Now here's a cookie. Now I'd like to thank all of you for being here. My friends, my family, the Madrell sisters over there, Reba, Lawrence Welk, Grover, that bus boy who offered me more water and brought me chips instead. I mean, just work on it, baby steps, kid. And Jeremy, my favorite son-in-law. And he's like, I'm her only son-in-law. Like, oh my God, people, get on with it. So she's like, when Deandra said she wanted more, I woke up and I said, listen here, you stop right there. You own 100% of Ultimate Living. And 100% of Hard Knock Good Morning. And she said, who, me?
And to celebrate, I have gotten you this golden ketchup bottle. May you use it in good health, but not really. It's fake. It's not a real ketchup bottle. Deandra, why are you trying to squeeze that?
But it will make this noise every time you walk past Amelia's office.
See, while you were focused on snow algae, I was focused on ketchup, okay?
So, Jeremy's like, I'm going to get this on video. Yeah. Oh, wait, here's one of me and Deandra boning. We still bone, getting some, yeah.
So, Dee and Deandra are like, they're hugging. And Dee just like gives her this smile, like, don't fuck this up. This was what I worked for the past 35 years on. And the moment you mess it up, Amelia's got your job.
Yeah, she's like, this don't even count, Deandra. Little does Deandra know, because it was signed in guacamole.
Little does she realize this is a contract saying that she owns 100% of the most recent jar of guacamole I bought. Sorry. So then they sign, everyone's clapping and cheering, there's hugs. And Jeremy, you just hear Jeremy in the background going, I'm so proud of you guys. Seriously. proud of you guys. It's like, thanks, Jeremy.
Jeremy stood up to give them a slow clap, stand and go. And then maybe five other people were like, all right. Mm-hmm. So they stood up too. I was like, come on, guys. Dandra got two catering tall tables and a guacamole to sign in. Can we show some respect?
They're like, I'm just waiting to get an autograph from Al Gore. Wait, that's Jeremy? Ugh, never mind.
He's like, now here's what's happening with the oceans. They're like, oh, Jesus.
I've got an inconvenient truth for
enchiladas, right?
I've got an inconvenient truth for all you guys. Deandre and I boned last night. I don't know. I don't know if the ocean waters are rising, but my boner is. Yeah.
I don't know if human beings can warm up a sea, but I sure know how to warm up Deandre. Oh yeah, still boning.
I like to call her my little tipper. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying, everyone? Everyone? I invented the internet.
Now, are there masseuses in the house? Are there masseuses in the house?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Dandra, Dandra and Dee go to like another little side table in like the iced tea section. And Dee is like, wasn't that fun? We had so many special people here to celebrate. Did you see the flowers that Kenny Rogers gave me?
Look, this arrangement's from that group Alabama. Wow. Oh, here's Montgomery and something.
They're just as oddly staped as the state, Dandra. As a state, I mean. So Dandra's like,
I just wish it. Everyone in the family could be here, Mother.
She's like, I will tell you, I will always be there for you. I will call the presidents of whatever and whoever for you. I will continue to cut up leather jackets for you to poke your little arms through.
Thank you, Mother. That means a lot.
That was a threat, not a promise. So she's like,
I hope one day you'll be proud of me.
She's like, Deandra, I am proud of you today. Excuse me. I am proud of you today. I'm sure it will happen in the future. I'm thinking that today. Yes.
I'm proud of you right now. I mean, that idea for soft pouches, I mean, it was ridiculous. But your little head just kept on spinning with those bad ideas. You know, you're bound to hit one sooner or later. I believe you.
I am so proud of you that you stopped being jealous of me and decided to put on some ridiculous top for this special occasion instead. You just did you, and that was so special. And I'm glad you've come around to realize that the Green Miracle looks better when it's in a jar that makes it look like it's handy wipes that you're going to use to sanitize a table.
You will reach horizons that I've never had the opportunity to reach. Now, if I did have that opportunity, God, I'd beat you handstand. But I didn't. You do. So good luck.
I mean, the only reason I haven't reached those horizons is because I was busy working and taking care of you all my life. But no pressure on you.
It's hard to reach horizons when you've got a little sapping monkey on your back dragging you down. You know what I'm saying, Dandra?
I, of course, have been talking about Horizon Air because I actually fly Delta. But please enjoy that budget airline, Deandra.
I meant to say, I believe that you will reach Verizon, who I've been trying to call to cancel my cell plan.
By Horizon, I meant that discontinued Epcot Center attraction called Horizons. Learn about the future and such. That's why I came up with the idea of Green Miracle. Hope you get to go there someday.
So Dandra's like, I just wanted my mother to be proud of me. And tonight I heard it. And tonight I believed it, Mother.
I'm like, okay. So next, I almost coughed myself into a tizzy during that one. Jeez.
I feel like I have stepped inside the Cathedral of Hope myself. Wait. Anne's getting married there?
Get out of my cathedral.
Get out of my hope. Get out of my hope chapel.
Get out of here, Jerry O'Connell. No one asked you here.
I wish I could remember more Jerry Maguire quotes. It'd be so much more fun.
I don't. I mean, I feel like I know the appropriate amount of Jerry O'Connell quotes or Jerry Maguire quotes. Oh, Jerry O'Connell quotes. Yeah.
Did I say Jerry O'Connell, Jerry Maguire?
I think so, but I don't. You know, I remember maybe two quotes from both. So I feel like I'm, I feel like I'm in the average spot of brain retention, and that's, you know, that's where I aim to be.
I think that Jerry O'Connell's quote in Jerry Maguire was, "My word is as good as oak," or something like that. And then it's like, wait a second, sir.
So Cameron is going to a store, like a little gift shop. And she's like, "Hey, girl." And then Leanne comes in. She's like, "Hi, girl." She's like, "Hey, girl. Hi, girl. Hi, girl. Girl.
Girl.
Girl.
Girl. Girl. Girl." Yeah. So Leanne immediately finds a box that has something called the shambong, which is like a champagne beer bong. And she's like, "You should get this. This is what you need to have, you know, on account of the beer bong that you couldn't do. Get it? Bong. Shambong.
Maybe you can practice."
And Cameron's like, "Oh, it's like a bong, but it's for champagne.
I wonder how first you hook it all."
Yeah, for Cameron. This is like our last chance to see Cameron say "girl" to people in a store. I'm so sad.
Sorry, I stepped on your joke. You were saying you're about to list off a bunch of things, and I just busted in with just a tired old distributor joke.
Well, you know what? Some lists are made to die. Bye, list.
Some lists.
So, Cameron. Cameron's like, I didn't know we had to get a gift for an adult at a frat party. You don't get that for an adult. People at frat parties just want to get butt-wasted."
Which I had never heard that term before. I don't know what butt-wasted is. I don't know if that's related to naked-wasted or if it just means you just like, you know, stick booze up your ass. But sounds exciting.
Butt-wasted. And she's like, "Well, I feel like this whole frat party is going to be an Attack Leanne party.
I'm so excited. I love those parties."
And then Cameron just nods at her like, "What I believe is that nobody like believes that she stole my phone." She's like, "Girl, I totally see both sides though, because it's clear there could have been a reason for her to steal it and make sure that dirty video of Tatas was gone from it."
Yeah, I mean, I totally think that Brandy was just enjoying her cocktail before returning the phone. But you know, if like someone had naughty footers of me on their phone, I can tell you for sure, I'd be like, "You get that phone and you delete it, girl, as fast as you can, girl."
Okay, well, if she didn't steal my phone, then why would she think I cloned her phone? Because my phone would have had to be close to her phone to clone it. Okay.
Now, yeah, the logic was a little
now,
strange.
Here's the logic. This is coming from Liam's blog. And I'm not quoting it. I just read it because parts of it were posted on El Facebookio. So I read part of it. So her logic is that she said that she had cloned Randy's phone because she told her that the way that she cloned the phone was that once the phones are next to each other,
right,
that Leanne's phone will start automatically cloning whatever phone is next to her. So she told her this thinking if Brandy thinks she really cloned her phone, it means that Brandy had her phone right next to hers, and that's the only way that could have been cloned. I mean, it's like the craziest. It's the craziest logic.
This is like, I mean, this is why I fucking love this show. Like, the fact that this is like a serious thread that we have to entertain, like that we have to like dissect the hidden meanings of the clone phone lie. Like, the fact that there's even this like late season clone phone controversy is just like, "AT clone phone.
Clone phone. Yeah, ET clone phone.
AT clone home.
When our cell phones' fingers touched each other, a certain magic was created that only the FBI can understand.
I saw with my own eyes. I hid in a closet with a bunch of stuffed animals and ate some Reese's Pieces and watched the whole thing happen.
First time Drew Barrymore did coke off the floor." Oh, I'm sorry. That was Tiffany. "Hi, Tiffany. Miss you.
So, anyone needs me, I'm bicycling across through the sky."
"I have never believed that I could bicycle in the sky. And now I am doing it.
I belong in this bicycle basket. I belong."
Okay, so she thinks, yeah, so now she's convinced that Brandy stole it because Brandy can only have, you got it. Okay, so she's like, "Here's where I am. I'm at the point where Brandy's stupid, okay? And here, if you don't like that word alcoholic, let me help you with another one. You're stupid, okay? I can't anymore. Can't."
Oh, so funny. Technically, "you're stupid" is two words, but that's fine. So it was just so good. I love when someone picks up the Vicky Gumbelson man, taking on the mantle of it. Is that even the right word for it? Now I'm like paranoid. Like I always get paranoid making fun of people saying the word stupid and then I say something stupid. I just, you know, appreciate someone else doing the, you're stupid, shut up, you're stupid.
You're stupid, shut up, Gretchen, you're stupid.
Stephanie hasn't called me. DeAndre hasn't called me. No one's called me. The only person who's called me has actually been E.T. It was quite strange.
He did it with his finger.
And of course, by E.T., I mean Eric Roberts, not to be confused with Eric Roberts, the brother of Julia Roberts. He works at the Cathedral of Hope. Okay, everyone, just stop asking questions, all right? So he's actually a clone.
She's like, I'm going to walk into that party, and I'm going to say, you know, hey, y'all remember that sweet Leanne y'all know? Well, she's at home banging the shit out of that Tibetan amygdala bowl, and bitch Leanne showed up to kick y'all's asses.
I was like, yes, please. I'm ready for that. This is like in Twin Peaks when we sat through, like, the latest season, when we sat through an entire season of watching Agent Cooper be like comatose, and you're like, when? Like, we've been watching for like 18 hours. When do we actually get to see Agent Cooper in this reboot? When does this happen? I'm like, it's happening. It's happening.
He's coming.
And here she comes, you know, through the chevron black and white tiles.
Yeah. Before. Yeah. She finally makes her way out of the Black Lodge and is like, let's do this.
She's like, I was looking for Laura Palmer for years. Found her. She's a bitch.
Turns out I was in this weird waiting room talking to a tree that had a brain on its head. Said it was an arm.
Hey, do y'all realize that Bob spelled backwards is also Bob? I mean, I can't.
You ever meet someone named Judy? Turns out she's pretty swell.
So she's like,
She's just like, I'm going to kick their asses. So you bring in Court?
And Cameron's like, no, he's afraid they're going to toss him. Frat parties were never really his thing. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
They instead of saying a keg stand, they used to call it a court stand. And they just do a handstand on his shoulders.
All right, do you have time for a cocktail while we talk about how to confront Brandy about being a drunk?
Good. Now, the last thing I want is to deal with her drunken face accusing Rich of living a separate life from me. So anyway, let's get drunk right now and talk about how Rich is going to be out of town for the season finale party, okay?
So it's the day of the party, and Brandy shows up in her Whataburger cheer costume.
For like the umpteenth time. And Steph has made a whole bunch of jello shots and stuff, and they're like, you know, they're getting ready, but of course Brandy's talking about Leanne, and she's like, There's
only so many times I can forgive Leanne and move on. I'm just so tired of it. I don't trust the bitch at
all. It's like the usual stuff.
Yeah. No, but this is perfect because she goes, obviously, I can't take her seriously because of Cameron's voicemail. And now it's all a joke. And then they show her they show a clip of Cameron calling her and going, hey, Brandy, it's Cameron. I just found out that the cloning is actually not true. Mm-mm. It was a joke.
I'm just like imagining like a live studio audience like cheering. It's like the Maury Povich show. Well, we have the results. You are not the clone.
Someone throws a chair at Brandy's head. So she's like, it's a threat. It's a lie. It's a joke. I'm like, yes, Brandy. So now you're mad that Leanne didn't clone your phone? That she was joking about cloning your phone. Like, that's literally your finale mad. That's hilarious.
I think whether you're a Brandy fan or not a Brandy fan, you have to be just totally abused that this absolutely ridiculous, like, out of left field, like, claim that Brandy magically, like, that Leanne magically cloned a phone with space-age technology that has not been made available to the rest of the U.S. population. Oh, I just captured it. I just grabbed a fly right now while I was talking. But
ew,
while
Mr. Miyagi, speaking of movies from a long time ago.
But the fact that, like, Brandy, like, that she comes up with this far-fetched thing, and then Brandy, it like takes purchase in Brandy's brain, and she goes so nuts about it. Like, it is the most amazing thing. It is the most amazing.
And also her ability to just forgive her own bitchiness every single time. She goes,
calling you a wicked bitch, witch, that's a joke. Threatening to clone someone's phone isn't. And Cam knows that.
So now you're mad that Cam told you that it was a joke? What is going on?
See, I feel like if someone said to me, like, guess what, I just cloned your phone, I'd be like, okay. First of all, I might, like, Google, be like, can you do that? And then I'd be like, you can't do that. So what's, like, she's crazy. And then I'd, like, laugh about it because it's so crazy. In fact, season one Brandy would have laughed at it, but not season three Brandy. I just have been like, you cray. But instead, the fact that, like, she thinks this is a bigger offense than calling someone a wicked bitch, which it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's still also, that's nastier.
Girl, if you cloned my phone, I'd say, don't forget to call your mother. You know what I mean? Like, she'll kill me if I don't call. You better call her. Just look up Rhonda. Call it. Do whatever the hell else you want. Like, what are you going to do? Read all my comment threads on Mac Rumors?
Yeah. Enjoy playing Dragon Quest VIII on your cloned version of my phone.
Yeah, have fun with that Mario jumps. And, like, the free sad porn on the internet. Like, have fun.
Yeah, enjoy that.
So. Yeah, so Stephanie's like,
well, Camp does take up for Leanne over anything she says, and sometimes that's not being a good friend. It's being a good doormat.
And then Brandy, like, steps on her head. She's like,
sorry, I was just trying to get over there to that foam pit.
One of the classic maneuvers in this show is to accuse someone of manipulating someone else. I think we've been seeing it all season long, right? Because it's hard to even go back, but there was the thing that Brandy is manipulating Deandra, but then there was another accusation that Brandy was manipulating Cameron. Wasn't that earlier in the season that there was an accusation that Brandy was trying to manipulate Cameron? Or there was, I mean, I can't even keep track all season
Deandra,
long.
Brandy's trying to manipulate Deandra, and Deandra's trying to manipulate,
because there was a thing at the spa day, remember, where it's like so-and-so said that you were trying to manipulate so-and-so. Like, it was all season long, it's like all about accusations of someone else manipulating someone else, which is just a way to get the manipulated person's ego crushed so then they act up. So now the latest one is Brandy saying that Cameron has been manipulated by Leanne, which may very well be true, by the way. But, like, this is going to be her – this is what she's going to go into the finale with. Like, I'm going to turn Cameron against.
Yeah, but manipulating her to do what? That's the thing. Like, she hasn't done anything. Like, no one's doing anything. Like, this old Brandy is literally mad because someone said she cloned her phone and then was joking about it. That's what she's mad about right now. Like, there's what is the manipulation?
Cameron's been manipulated into falsifying cloning records. I think that's what it is.
And Cameron went behind Leanne's back to call you and tell you it was a joke so you'd stop worrying. So how is that being? I don't know.
The manipulation is that Cameron is defending Leanne no matter what Leanne does, no matter what horrific cloning rumors she's going to spawn. Cameron defends her, and that's where Brandy sees manipulation. But then they could just say the same thing about any of these people. You know, do you hear that honking? I'm really sorry.
I do. I was going to ask you what that is.
It's a clone. It's a clone. Oh, clone alert. Clone coming in.
Oh, our clone.
Where we're going, we don't need any roads or clones.
During all this drama, they're getting, like, so serious, and then I look at Stephanie's shirt for the first time, and it's Harvard spelled wrong.
Yeah, I noticed that. Harvard.
Harvard Community College.
Which is probably a real place.
Probably. And no matter what happens on this show, I really love Stephanie. Okay.
Yeah, I actually really
I have
all
a lot of negativity
members.
Towards her friend, but I really love Stephanie.
I think this is a phenomenal cast. I think they all play a role really well. And what's good is that the drama comes from shifting friendships and alliances and the friction that causes. I think like I want every single one of them to come back, and I want to they're great. I like them all, even Brandy. Even when, like, I talk shit about Brandy, but I still enjoy her, and I love it. I love this show. So anyway, we then go over to Cameron's house where Leanne has showed up because they're getting ready to go to the big frat party, and Cameron's like, "Hi, girl. I'm not quite ready yet. I'm gonna go dunk my hair in a bathtub, and I was wondering if you'd help me wash it."
Oh, hell no.
Leanne's looking at her like, I mean, I'm familiar with bobbin for apples, but bobbin with shampoo? Are you sure
you want me to dunk your head on purpose? That's what I used to get done to me when I came home 5 minutes late.
All right, where's your bag of Granny Smiths? We want to put those in the tub also?
She's like, nope, I don't want to wash your hair, but I will let you stand there while I throw rings around your head.
You mind if I take a water gun and shoot at your head and make my horse go faster?
Keep your mouth open. I want to see if my balloon will fill while I shoot this water in your head in a steady stream.
Why are you throwing ping pong balls at me? Just trying to get in the mouth. So she's like, Cameron has some apprehension about this frat party and especially the foam pit. She's like, I was always told not to go to foam parties because they have a lot of disease and it's really gross and dirty.
I love when she does that. She's like, it was dirty.
Just purses her lips and shakes her head.
Yeah. So let's see. She's like, Leanne's like, oh, you got an FLM to do that out of it.
What was that?
She got so excited. Cameron's like, I'm going to sure. From Clueless. So she said. And Leanne's like, oh, you even have a matching jacket? Where'd you go? I want to go there. I'm jealous. We can go as twins. Where'd you find this? She goes, the Dallas thrift shop.
Well, we'll be dual shares. Share and share alike. Get it? Get it?
Now, if you'll just share your phone to my iCloud. Just kidding.
Rolling with the homies. Hey, movie quotes make sense right now.
I'll be Brittany Murphy. Wait a minute. So she's like, I think I should go buy this outfit while you dunk your head and try and get an apple. Your first apple is always the hardest. Remember that. Okay, Luke Skywalker.
Do you have a safety word in case those apples get to be too much while I'm gone?
My safety word used to be, ow, I'm drowning!
All right, I'm going to go to the vintage shop while you get changed. But in the meantime, I'll leave my clone of me here. So if you need any assistance, she'll be here for you.
So she goes to get, and Cameron's like, well, I have to wash my hair. So Carrie is over her. Now it's just everybody getting ready,
yeah, getting
right?
dressed. And then they play the Real Housewives of Atlanta violin music. Dun, 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 dun. So Deandra shows up. She's wearing a shirt that says Supreme. I'm sorry, it says Super Me, but it's in the style of the Supreme logo. And I'm just like, I wonder if she even realizes what she's wearing. Not that there's anything wrong with Supreme by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like Supreme, I feel like, is like not her demographic. I don't think that's like a Deandra store.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to work right next to a Supreme, and wow, all the people lining up for their $500 tennis shoes. So I was like, these kids.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait till a new iPad comes out. Okay, so she's super me. And then she's like, oh, Jeremy, here we go. As a date on our way to a party. What should we do? Make out. No, let's call Mother. Hi, Mother. It's me. I'm going to a frat party. Well, that sounds like so much fun. That's going to be so much fun, Deandra.
Deandra is still in a snit because last week when she went to Leanne's fashion show and she says, even if we were fighting, I'm going to come because I'm going to support other women in business. And it's very important for me to do that. And you know what? Like, I'm going to be here no matter what, hell or hot, whatever. And Leanne's like, well, if we were fighting, I just wouldn't invite you. And she's like, I can't believe that she would say that. I'm like, you know what, Deandra? I mean, not to poke any holes in what you've been preaching, but you just were telling us that you're sick of the lies, 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 lies. And Leanne was actually like just very upfront with you right there.
She's like, yeah. What'd she even say? She's just like, if we weren't talking, I wouldn't have invited you. And by the way, I think they showed us this clip to be tricky because Deandra totally lies about it later.
And also,
shade.
And the other thing is, I can totally imagine Deandra making that same joke, which is like, well, if we were fighting, I wouldn't have invited you. You know, like I could totally see Deandra making that joke.
Yeah.
I don't think it was actually particularly nasty.
It's reaching. Yeah, this is a big Deandra reach, and she doesn't really get anything off the tree. No apples in the hand.
I would give her that maybe it was loaded, but I don't think it. Like, she's making it sound like it was.
Well, it was loaded. She was saying, "Well, I just wouldn't have invited you." I mean, they've been bitchy together, but it's not really. It's also such a stupid little thing.
But you know, at the same time, when Deandra said that thing, like, "I come," she was basically saying, "I'm a good friend. I come no matter what. I'm a good friend." And Leanne's basically saying, like, yeah, and I, like, and if we were fighting, I wouldn't have invited you. But we're not fighting because we're in a good place with our friendship. So I invited you. It's like, messed up.
Yeah, what are you going to do? And Dee's advice, she's like, well, if the friendship doesn't work, honey, for all parties involved, it's sort of like when you were born. You refuse to have a relationship with taste. What am I going to do? Send you to couples counseling? No. Just let you walk around with leather jackets with slits up them for no reason. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to try out this snow algae you've been talking about. See how this ridiculousness works out.
So now let's go to Leanne and Cameron again. So yeah. Cameron comes out. She's like, I guess I'm going to go to the frat party. Like, no one's here. Oh, God, she comes out and Leanne drives up. And she's in the exact same outfit, except Leanne has added new leggings and then balloon ribbon hair, which is weird.
It's like if Cher went to like a terrible rave and that's not come down from her Molly yet.
It's like someone thought Leanne was just a bunch of balloons and they tied like tons of ribbons around her and then tried to make her float away, but she didn't.
It's like she just like walked through a cavern of silly string and was just like, well, too late to get it out. Let's just rock it.
So they get in the car and start eating hard candies out of the cup holder, which is really, it's like, wow, is this what rich people do? They're like, So what you think about? I was like, please stop eating hard candies. You're both eating hard candies very loudly. Yeah.
Could you please put the toffee fey away for a second? Is that hard? Is toffee fey hard? I feel like it's hard. I don't really know what toffee fey is. I just, every time I see it in the store, I'm like, oh, toffee fey, how are you doing today?
How's toffee real?
I feel like toffee fey works for D. Hey, have you met my new executive assistant, toffee fey?
She's replacing Janet after that horrible steamroller accident with the L22 glaciers.
Hey, toffee fey, how we doing on that order of ketchup? Gotta make some tomato soup tonight, and we are getting behind schedule. Anyway, so what I liked when they were driving. By the way, if you notice that our audio quality is something like significantly better, it's because the lights went out in Georgia, aka Ronnie's house.
They did like three times today. You know what, world? Keep shitting on my head. You think I care? And then I tried to call a Lyft, and I didn't even have service in the house with my phone because T-Mobile still sucks dick, just like I said in the beginning of this podcast. You see how it all comes full circle, man?
Yeah, so we had to make the ultimate sacrifice, which is that Ronnie actually had to make the 1 mile trek over to my apartment, and now we're in person.
It's hard. I couldn't even do it on my Vespa because it's raining outside.
I know. How did you get here?
That episode is costing me a lot of goddamn money, all right?
Goddamn. I feel like I'm babysitting Ronnie. You know how much I hate babysitting him. Anyway, I'm glad you're here and you're not dressed like a cheerleader.
Me too. We're both wearing baby blue shirts.
I know, except mine says, it's about Tom.
It's from The Velvet Hammer, I believe.
Yes.
And mine says Old Navy on the cover on the back.
A different type of Velvet Hammer, if you know what I'm saying, girls. Doesn't make sense, but I'll say it this way anyway.
Old Navy Fay girls.
So Leanne and Cameron are driving over, and Cameron's like, one of them says that they heard that Brand. Leanne says that she heard that Brandy's dressed like a cheerleader for the party, and Cameron's like, she never stops talking about being a cheerleader. I love her, but when does it end?
She goes, there is so much more to that girl than being a cheerleader. And Leanne goes, is there?
I'm not sure that there is at this point. I just like when she says, when does it end? As if it's like, people usually say that about genocide. You know, like these killings, this murder, when does it end? The cheerleading outfits, when does it end?
That's probably what Cameron would have said if she was, like, there for the genocide, like, a major genocide. She'd be like, but when do people stop talking about being cheerleaders? That's the real question,
It's a fashion Hitler. Genocide.
So now I'm looking down at Nitz. They're not right.
Do you want something to prop it up?
No, because look, I have this little case and you fold it under it, and then it's propped up.
Yeah, Ronnie has to get used to a different work environment. I'm watching him. This is so different. He's lifting up his. Would you like to use my hospital administration board game to help prop up?
Oh my gosh, look what I'm going to do.
Look at the hospital game.
I'm going to use something called an apple cover.
Look, I'm showing him the hospital game. It's right.
Hey girls,
welcome to Healthy IR Hospital.
Like a TV show from the 70s, I guess on purpose, eh?
Don't miss a beat. That's what it's called.
The musical hospital. Don't miss a beat. Your triglycerides are high.
Oh, is Kyle Richards in this? Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, guess what? I tilted it, but I didn't change the rotation on the iPad.
Be careful with the cable. You're messing.
Oh,
you don't want to
ruin.
You know
what? Guess what? For crying out, cracker. I'm just going to read it like this and
I'm
be a man.
I'm seeing if I have a little.
No, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man and read it flat.
I'm seeing if there's something
we can
prop it on.
It's just explaining why I'm not looking you in the eye.
Oh, that's okay. Right? We never look each other in the eye when we podcast because we're usually in separate rooms.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Okay, you guys, it's super exciting. Okay, so people start showing up at the party. And there's like, we see beer pong, we see the foam machine going, we see all that fun stuff happening, etc.
And then Carrie arrives in an armored vehicle with Mark. Look, did the Roundup rumors really hurt you guys that bad that you're now arriving in armored fucking cars? That's like the president rides in that car.
I know. The look that she went for was she's wearing like a halter top or a crop top. Wait, which one's which again? Crop top is like this or halter top is like this? Halter top is where it goes around your neck, right? And then
girl, don't get sartorial on me.
All I know is that she goes, you know, girl. Back in the day, I would just like, girl, wear my like my sorority jersey with like I just like cinch it, girl. But now it's like, girl, halter top and like shorts, girl.
I like when Carrie tries to be all Texas too, because she's like, did I go to frat parties in college? Does a snake drag its ass?
I'm like, I don't know. I actually don't know where the ass is on the snake.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think the snake would actually consider itself like dragging its own ass. I think the snake's like, no, bitch, I slither. Okay, I'm not dragging my ass.
Yeah. Also, who calls snakes lazy? Get some respect.
Yeah. The only thing that's being dragged around here is an asp. Get it?
Oh, that was a story I used to tell Max back in the day. The snake and the asp.
Or the scorpion and the asp, even better.
So Stephanie takes a look at Carrie, and she's basically just dressed, you know, like a monster truck show cheerleader, if there is such a thing. And she's like,
Carrie looks like she always does. She just got Converse, and that's like her costume.
So then, like, they're like all getting situated, and Carrie gets like they're by the Jello shots, and she tells Mark, she's like, "Have you had a Jello shot yet?" And he's like, "Is there a point?" And she's like, "Yeah, you get drunk." I'm like, "What's the point of your giant stove? How about that? That's a better question. Why are you questioning a Jello shot?"
I know, and at the end, we find out that his stove has its own Instagram. Wow.
Yeah, it's called like @sadness.
I know. This was like a sad little corner of the party with Mark like, is there a point? And he's wearing, his idea of a frat party outfit is wearing chemical symbols on his t-shirt.
Yeah, like a periodic table.
The Bad, the Breaking Bad or whatever.
Yeah.
But what did his say? It's like bra. Oh, no, it's FR and AT. And I was like, oh.
Oh, I get it.
Like, I'm not from a frat. I want to beat you up.
Yeah, Mark, that's not in the spirit of Texas frat party.
Yeah,
sorry.
Throw up on somebody, please.
Like, I guess maybe, like, it's in the spirit of a Harvard frat party, if Harvard had frats. That's the other thing. There are no frats in Harvard. This is not what Harvard's about, okay? This is not a Harvard party, all right?
Even H-A-R-V-E-R-D, like Stephanie's wearing, is probably
you know what? You know what Animal House is based on? You know what school Animal House is based on? Motherfucking Dartmouth, not Harvard, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Feisty.
So, yeah, you know what frat parties are about. Who are you talking to? Was sad enough that Mark's like, oh, Jello shots. But then Brandy starts cheering for them. And I was like, this is like whatever happened to Baby Jane, but like with no character.
Whatever happened to Baby Cheerleader. Whatever happened to Baby Bruin, anyway. Well, so you know, as is the tradition for like a season finale party, like everyone comes back. And what I was like really impressed with on this show is that they even brought back animal guest stars, like the kangaroo.
The kangaroo.
Cali Roo was back with his like creepy handler.
I know they were all really excited about Cali.
Yeah.
Dan and Jeremy arrive. I'm like an animal with fucking. So they arrive, and hold on.
Brian,
I'm looking down.
I know you're so distracted.
Looking at your
face. I'm sorry. Are you like totally?
I keep laughing. I keep looking at your face. I'm like, hey, what do you want to talk about? It's like, look at your notes. Okay, so Deandra and Jeremy come in, and Deandra tells Travis, "I'm so proud of you, mother, and so jealous. I really wanted to go to that program." I was like, "Well, you didn't, and you were still handed a business."
Yeah, exactly. So, you have the program of L22 and good nights. Hard nights and good mornings.
Hard night, good morning.
So Brian shows up.
I'll be the judge of that.
Brian makes a little cameo appearance in the season. Brian, Brandy's husband, he like shows up in like a polo with the collar turned up or whatever. And he comes down the stairs. He's like, hey, I'm here. And he like immediately like trips and falls down the stairs, which was so great.
Brian did everything that I love Brian for because he's so awkward and like I don't love him at all. So this is what he does at one point past the camera. God, I wish you guys could see me.
Like, I can see you.
I'm doing his dance, okay?
Yeah.
He does his fist pump dance past the camera. He's like,
yeah, Ronnie's fist pumping. But like in a like douchey side, way, you know? Like a douchey, like a side fist pump where it's not quite the masturbation signal, but it's still a fist pump.
Yeah, and I just imagine them in college where it's like, that's the guy who fucked that cheerleader, and now they grew up to be this.
He probably wore awkward flannel in college. He probably did not dress like this at all.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say that he wore like brown and white flannel shirts.
I feel like white guys like that, I mean, just wear the same thing forever, right?
Yeah.
Like frat, you get your Dockers and your polo shirt, and you just, I mean, that's what I'm in right now.
His fashion story is very simple. I think that he wore flannels in college, some free t-shirts, and then he, like, by age 24, he had graduated to shiny golf shirts, and has just been there ever since, which is one of my least favorite things, is a shiny golf shirt worn outside of a golf course.
On a golf course. I'm
yeah.
Like, you know
why do
what?
We
you're
it?
Reflecting the sun. Congratulations. You're reflecting it onto my face.
Yeah.
Like, I got skin cancer because of my dad's stupid. Like, if I get skin cancer, everyone's like, you have skin cancer? No, I don't. I'm just like, in my head, I'm like mad at my dad for his golf shirt right
I
now.
Just hate, I hate a shiny golf shirt. Like, I don't understand the utility in it. Like, maybe it's supposed to make you, like, stand out so when someone doesn't hit a ball at you or something. But, like, also use your eyes.
The sun, right?
I honestly don't.
I'm waving my hand. Like, go away, son. Right. I'm reflecting you.
So Deandra, like, summons, like, Steph, Brandy, and Carrie together because they're her new best friends. And
you're my new besties? That made me sad, too. It's like, that these made me are your best friends?
It just, well, it made me, it, I didn't, I wasn't sad that they're her best friends, but it made me sad because she was so eager to, I know that feeling of, like, wanting to have that, like, new group of friends. Like, when you're, like, deeply unsatisfied. It was basically, like, me in, like, various stages of, like, high school and college or whatever. Or, like, even in, like pre-coming out of the closet, Ben, I think, to a certain extent. Probably to this day. Okay, you know what? I'm still like this. I haven't grown out of it.
You're like, that was, like, this morning thing.
No, like, when you see, like, a friend group from afar and you just are like, I want to be friends with them. And then, like, you manage to actually become friends with them. And you're like, oh, my God, new friends. And you're, like, all excited. So I understand where Deandra is. But I also recognize that that's, like, a sad thing in me. So it's there. I think it's also sort of, like, it's, like, a sad thing for her that she's felt like she hasn't had, like, girlfriends, you know? Anyway, so she's like, guess what? I'm getting emotional right now. But, mother, can I tell you something about mother? Mother, she gave me the golden ketchup. That's right. I got the company.
I got the keys to the company.
I got the keys.
We signed in guacamole and I took home some chips in the bag. So set that up, Fredo.
And they're like, oh my God, wow. You really achieved something. It was when I steal my dad's car. I feel like that's like, hey guys, guess what? I just stole my dad's car. Congrats.
Brandy's like, give me an H. Give me an A. Give me an R. Give me a D. Give me an N. Give me an I. Give me a G. Give me an H.
What does that spell?
Good. Give me a T. Give me a comma. Give me a G. Hold on.
Guess what that spells?
Give me an O.
Good morning.
Give me an O.
It's funny even imagining her being a cheerleader. Like, give me an A. Give me an A. Even when she's yelling by the end of this episode, I'm like, do you need to learn to use your diaphragm?
Brr, it's cold in here. There must be some snow algae in the atmosphere.
So,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Leanne and Cameron arrive finally. And Cameron, and they're dressed like crazy twins.
They look like crazy clueless. Twins. Like, they're both in, like, yellow plaid. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like bees. And plaid Cameron's bees. Like...
Scottish bees.
And Cameron's like, oh my goodness, this really looks like a fruit party. I paused.
I totally paused.
I paused.
Well, that was a Clueless quote.
Oh, it was?
See, isn't it funny that we were doing movie quotes today?
How do I not get any of these quotes? Like, why can I only remember Soap Dish and The Color Purple?
That's
like
okay.
The only thing that sticks
No,
in
that
my
was
head.
When Cher, she is, like, learning to drive, and there's, like, a stop sign. Or maybe she gets pulled over, and they're like, ma'am, did you know there was a stop sign? She's like, oh, I totally paused.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense in that context.
So, yeah, I'm glad we cleared that up. That would have been a real egg on our face. Plaid egg. So, Deandra, meanwhile, is like, you know what? I think that Leanne is manipulating Cameron because Brandy told me to think that.
She also is the only one who calls it, because now we do the quick cuts between what all the ladies think of this twin, yeah. these twin costumes. And Deandra's like, well, I think that Leanne probably saw it and went home and said, I got the exact same thing. We're going to be twins. And I was like, ooh, well, she does know.
She
like,
knows she Leanne.
Does know her sister. Now, if I didn't know that you were about to do a keg stand to impress the person who's like more than like 2 decades younger than you, I would, or a decade younger than you, I would have taken this more seriously. But right now, you're just a sad lady. Get in line.
And Brandy, she's like, maybe she couldn't think of anything better to wear to a college party because she didn't actually go to college. I was like, I think that was supposed to be shade, but it just was like mean.
Yeah,
awkward.
It's like education shade. Guess what? I didn't go to college either, but it's better to not go to college and still be stuck in it, you stupid Whataburger uniform wearing little hooker.
Maybe Brandy didn't dress like someone who has a job because she's never had a job. Maybe. How about that? How would you like it if I said that? How would you like it if I said that? Oh, now she'll get mad.
Oh.
Because that was the thing that Leanne said. What if I said the baby was the savior of marriage? Theoretically.
Those guys said I never had a job.
Wait, does Brandy have a job actually? For real?
Raising or did children
she?
Is...
Oh, she has her...
Oh, she has a fashion...
Her hard...
She has a,
her
she has a fashion
doc,
line.
Good morning doc fashion line or whatever.
Yeah, she has a fashion line.
At her husband's marina.
That's right. The marina clothes. Yeah. No, I wasn't really trying to shame
she
her
work.
She
has brandy kaftan.
I think that raising children is a full-time job. I know that it because is. I've tried to do it for like 1 minute and I was like, I quit.
You guys, even walking your dog 5 times a day, like seriously, exhausting.
Even looking at a child is like, give me workers' comp. So... So anyway, so Brandy... So Brandy goes up to Cameron and she's like, you look so pretty. And Cameron's like, thanks, girl.
She goes, that's not something that I would wear, but you look really pretty. Something like that. And Kara's like, it's less clueless and more single white female. So.
I'm like, actually, it's more just like clueless. And the best part, actually, Carrie was cracking herself up. She's like, the funniest thing, girl, is that like Cameron and Leanne were dressed like that, but there was literally a 19-year-old girl dressed in the same exact outfit, and they showed it. There was like a teenager. But then I was like, well, they kind of then nailed it.
Nailed it.
But that
Mark's
was
all
funny.
Asking that girl to be his nanny.
That poor girl had probably had no idea what she was dressing like.
So Stephanie and Leanne... Stephanie's like, Leanne, I have to ask you, please tell me you did not tap the cell phone. Please.
I was watching Cameron Povich, and she said, you are not the clone, but I just want to confirm for myself.
Now, here's the thing. There was so much evidence that she had my phone. I wanted her to feel the torture I felt when I didn't have my phone. The pictures I had. Rich was stressed.
I love that, like the torture of not. I mean, it is torture when you lose your phone, but I'm just like imagining, like, I lost my wallet the other day, so I went over to Brandy's house and I said, "Guess what? Your wallet was abducted by aliens, probed, and put back on the counter. Enjoy it,
cloned."
Is it even a wallet?
Close the change purse, bitch.
So she's like, it was genuine stress. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get her back. And Stephanie's like,
so it was tit for tat?
And Leanne goes, yeah, but my tat's always going to be bigger than
your tit.
I just, again, I'm like, I just think this is so hilarious that when Leanne says, I had so much genuine stress that I just wanted to put some stress in her life too. And I was like, the fact that she knew that coming up with this ridiculous lie would actually stress out Brandy is so hilarious to me. Like, I would never think to say that to someone to stress them out, you know? I would say, you know what? I'm glad I got that phone back because I actually still do have your video. Now, that's how you stress her out.
I think she's saying, I wanted to stress her out because she knew that she stole my phone, which is why her phone was able to... I mean, it goes back to that stupid theory again. But also, if we're going to talk about that theory, A, Stephanie, you're doing someone else's dirty work again. And it's the same Ginger as last time. And B, if Randy had stolen that phone, whatever happened to that phone, Stephanie knows everything that happened to that phone. And she's acting like... But Brandy, she wasn't there. She saw nothing. She has no idea what happened to this phone. She's always with Brandy. And didn't she stay in the same room as Brandy?
But I'm also confused. Brandy, but the other thing is that even if Brandy had stolen the phone, she wouldn't be able to get into it. So like, there's so many leaps of logic that are happening by both these women. I don't think they even understand what a cell phone is at this point. I think they're holding like kitchen sponges and they're like, well, out of service again. When are we finally going to get someplace that has some sponge service?
Hey, Brandy, did you notice that you got some mac and cheese residue on your sponge? Cloned it! It's mine. I made mac and cheese yesterday.
Brandy, I can assure you, the video is gone. I squeezed my cell phone and all the water came out of it, okay? And the video went with it.
So, over with Brandy and Carrie and Cameron, Brandy's like, Cameron, can I talk to you? She's like, am I in trouble? Is my hair flat? I mean,
I guess I'm just a little clueless about it all. Get it, girl?
So
I'm not a Mexican. Do you remember that part? They kept saying, she's from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm not a Mexican. Yes. You little assholes.
I love
Clueless.
I know. It's such a great, great movie.
What a fun trip through America. Like,
I know. Psychosis. I know. My boyfriend used to. My boyfriend used to live pretty much like across the street from that liquor store where Cher got dropped off, and so every time I'd walk by,
oh no, I remember
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah, because you went there also. Yeah,
I was circus, over there for circus some show.
So Brandy and Cameron are talking about the phone, and meanwhile, Leanne has now transitioned from I want to call so much stress to like full victim mode again. She's like, at a certain point, I can only cry so much, and then I have to give you a dose of your own medicine in the shape of a clone rumor.
Some people take medicine that look like pills. Some people take medicine that look like Toffee Fays.
They're just clones, but they work quite well.
So as Brandy talks to Cameron, this Brandy Lodge, and you know what? I know I'm spending too much time. It's like 5 hours. No, it feels like we've been doing this for 5 hours.
We have been. It's okay, because it's such a good episode.
No, girl, you're beautiful, and I've really grown to love you, which is terrifying when Brandy tells you that, I think.
You know what? That is like... That's how you manipulate someone. You say, you know, I've really grown to love you.
Yeah.
By the way, can you do this thing for me? Or by the way, can you tell me about this?
Yeah.
Like, okay, classic.
So she's like, I've grown to love you. And our relationship, it's like, but I have to say, it was really shocking to me. What was shocking to you? That someone didn't yell at someone you didn't like? She goes, I feel like when Dandra came in and told me that Leanne stole her phone, I was very upset because she didn't tell me to my face. Why would she? How many times have you screamed at her and called her an asshole in front of everyone? Why would she come to you and say that to her face? And then she goes, and then she was upset because I picked her phone up at the bar. Like, I returned it. And so then it cuts back to Leanne and Stephanie.
Yeah, and, you're right. By the way, you're right. Because like, if Leanne had said, you stole my phone, Brandy would be like, this is another one of your cheap ploys. Yeah.
What's she supposed to say? You're mad at, you have nothing to be mad at right now.
But I mean, I do think that Brandy's right. I don't think Brandy stole it at all. And she's, I mean, so yeah. So they're like, we get like lots of different versions of logic. Like if I can't.
Yeah, because it's like so, the dumbest logic they're talking, ever.
And then we go back to Leanne and she's like, listen, okay. I'm not Satan. I have no rule where I can light you on fire. If I did, so many people would be in flames, including you, sweetheart. Burn, baby, burn!
Stephanie's like, so Cameron's defense is, I get both sides. Like, I get her side, but I also get your side, because if you wanted to get those pics back, I mean, I would steal someone's phone if they had my naughty bits in the Baltic Sea.
Yeah. And then that's when we see Leanne say that thing about Satan. And then Brandy is like, she's like, no, Leanne left her phone in the bar. Like, I wasn't even, like, close to her. Like, use your brain, Cameron. And Cameron's like, whoa. Don't say use your brain, girl, okay? I have a sparkle brain, okay?
But thank you for saying don't use your brain, so I have something to be mad about for 2 more seasons.
I would never not use my brain, Brandy.
Don't say that. Don't use your brain.
Don't say I have no brain, Brandy.
Don't say that.
No.
And Brandy doesn't even listen. Okay, but while we're here, Brandy's like, how would I even be reasonably close enough to her to steal her phone? Well, how are you reasonably close enough to where she was to find her phone?
And how would you be reasonably close enough for her to clone your phone in the first... I mean, I can't. And I love, like, this is, like, actually such a mind fuck. Like, the logic is, like, so... It's like Thomas Pynchon or something.
So then she's like, don't say use your brain. And Brandy's like, come on, I'm serious. Why the hell would I steal her phone? If you want to blame me for being drunk and leaving her phone, then blame me. But don't say you're going to hurt me and my family. Who said they're going to hurt you and your family? What the fuck is on your phone? Like state secrets? Marina secrets.
I mean, I think in Brandy's mind, when she hears clone, she thinks of every horror movie where, like, a child goes away and comes back. It's not the real child. It's, like, been replaced with, like, a demon child and then goes, like, and kills the family. So she thinks her phone is, like, going to come alive and get, like, a little butter knife and be like, like a Chucky phone. Like,
she's trying to hurt my family. Oh, my God. Hold on. My clone is phoning.
Oh, my God. My clone.
Yeah, the clone phone is like, I'm not your phone, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Clone phone. Wait. Clone phone.
Ever since my sidekick came back, it hasn't been acting the same.
Just the sidekick.
So I just keep flipping it off.
So, So Brandy thinks that Leanne puppeteers Cameron and stuff. And she's like, I'm just done with Leanne. She's just so extra, you know? Like, so Carrie just goes into her normal thing, which is like, you guys need to talk. That's what you guys need to do. You just need to talk. Just talk, guys. Just go talk. Go talk.
Brandy's like, Cameron is officially Leanne's bitch. I'm like, right behind you is Stephanie fighting your battle for you, man.
I know. So Cameron's like, no, you know what? She just thought that you stole her phone legitly. She thought that you stole her phone legitly. I'm like, not at a Harvard party, please.
So then Deandra joins them.
Yeah.
And she's like, Cameron goes, Deandra goes, any of that is not okay. Any of that is not okay. Okay. Yeah. Do you know what show you're on, first of all? So then Cameron's like, well, I'm getting the impression that you're done with her too, girl. And she's like, I'm done with the last situation up to here. That's what I'm up to. You know what? Chili cum no carne. I'm done. I came up to her and I said, I wanted to support you in your business. Because we all know how much I support women in their businesses, right? And they're like, girl.
Whoa, she supports other women.
For example, I just took my mother's right from her. She's a woman. I was like, what evidence do we have that you're such a supportive woman in business? And then she goes, and then she said she wouldn't invite me anyway. Now, that is a lie, the lady who just came up and said she doesn't believe in lies. That is not what happened. You said that you would be there no matter what, even if you were fighting. That's the part you left out. And Leanne said if you were fighting, she wouldn't have invited you anyway.
Yeah.
Now, stop. Come on. You know that's a lie.
Exactly. Plus, also, the Leanne joke, too. I'm not trying to, like, overly defend Leanne or anything like that, but... I think there's sort of like a little bit of like acknowledgement of like, yeah, because I'm a crazy bitch like that. Like that's like saying like I am vindictive. You know, that's like sort of funny, right? Like it's almost like an acknowledgement by making that joke, which we both acknowledge is a loaded joke. It's sort of sending a message, but it's also sending a message back at the message that Deandra was sending initially.
Yeah, Deandra started it with her whole rich is cheating. Why aren't they getting married? Why aren't they getting married? Rich is cheating.
Yeah.
So especially with Deandra, you started it. You can't get like all worried now.
Now
Leanne coming back with the allegation that you're a drunk is totally out of line too, but that said.
Well, but she never said that Deandra's a drunk. She just said that when Deandra's hanging around Brandy, all they do is drink, which, you know, is like, you know, that's a big glass house statement since... We've seen Leanne drinking a lot, but I think what she means is that like Brandy is basically like a teenager drinking, you know? And it's not even a bad thing. It's just that her style of drinking is to, like, drink, and then she's, like, giggling and snorting and, like, being goofy and being like, oh my god, silly, and, like, kind of immature, and that's a Brandy's thing. And so then Deandra trying to, like, be like, I'm like that too. Look at me. I'm fun, mother. Look, I'm fun, mother. Yeah. You know, I think Leanne's basically like, you're not really connecting with her because you're friends. You're connecting because when you get drunk together, you're feeling, I don't know. I shouldn't bother even trying to understand what's going on in Leanne's head, but stuff I think about.
Scrambler. So Dandra's like, I began to realize that I am disposable. She used me to social climb in Dallas, and now that I'm not useful anymore, that I'm giving birth to K-cups out of my butt, she's going to jump on Cameron's back and climb her. And that's a tall climb. Good luck, sister!
A tall, awkward climb. Full of big yellow feathers.
So, I mean, that's kind of funny because Deandra saying that, I'm not going to say that's not necessarily untrue, but it also sounds kind of like something that Brandy... Like, it sounds like it's just like she's saying Brandy's thing. It's like that's why they're all, like, saying each other's...
And you climbed... What tree did you climb to get on a Housewives show? Your best friend was on this show and a star of this show. Climb. So then Stephanie, back with Leanne, is like, I think you guys should talk. I truly don't think she stole your phone, but, like, I want to say that in front of her so that she doesn't yell at me for not sticking up for her. So we should probably go over there.
She's like, well, I don't want to ruin your party, but I will say this. I do think she stole it, but just because of the video. Like, you have a naked video of me and I want shit on you. I get it.
She's like, no, but you have to talk.
I don't want to ruin your party.
Well, Brian's already sucking on Travis's nipple in a phone pic. So,
disease.
It's done.
So, my favorite part about this is that Stephanie's like, you guys need to talk. You guys need to go. Okay, fine. And then they turn around and we see that both these conversations cutting back and forth are taking place like 6 inches from each other.
Yeah, it was happening right at the same time. Right.
Like, I thought it was like on opposite ends of this thing, and it's just like, all right, I'll talk. And she just like turns. Okay, I got something to say. It's like, wait, Deandra's been there. Deandra and Brandy have been standing right next to Leanne during all of this, and they've been all talking shit about each other. Like,
and then Leanne's got this like travel coffee mug that's like a gallon that she's drinking champagne out of, so she, you can just see her getting more and more mad, and it's pink, you know, so she's like probably says like Cameron on it.
So Leanne's like, now Brandy, I felt like you stole my phone because you thought I still had images of the Baltic Sea on it, which I was like, just that, if you just listen to that phrase, that sentence in a vacuum, that is hilarious. Like, you were afraid of the Baltic Sea images.
Yeah. I never want to be reminded of the Baltic Sea again. And Brandy tells us, out of respect for Stephanie and her home, I agreed to talk to Leanne. I'm like, out of respect for your friend, you agreed to scream at somebody in her home for a party.
Yeah.
What kind of sense does this make? So then Stephanie jumps in. She's like, I said that I felt like she felt like you took her phone, but I didn't believe it. Okay, you two go.
Yeah.
So then Brandy's like, you think I would try and hide your phone by showing up to your door and handing it to you? Yeah, after you already tried to look through it.
I mean, she does have a point, which is that she would like, I mean, on the one hand, it's like, well, maybe she would like leave it like with a front desk or something, like be like, I found, I don't know what it, but then she's probably but then Leanne's probably thinking, oh, she would want me to think that that's what she would have done if she'd stolen it. So she's doing the double thing, so that she's acting like, because like someone who wouldn't steal a phone wouldn't hand it to them, but I know she's doing that to cover up the fact that she really did.
Oh, God. And then Leanne's answer is, I think you handed it to me because you knew that I would use Find My iPhone and it would be with you in the next room. I'm like, well, why didn't you use that? You can go to iCloud on anybody's phone or computer anywhere you are. So why didn't she use that? Why was she so confused and looking for it the whole day?
Well, I logged on to clone.net and I was like, where are you? And it said, I'm right here, mother. And I found it.
You know I'd be on iClone.com.
So now they're talking about the zero trust between them, da 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 da. And Brandy's like, the difference is that I don't lie. And Leanne goes, what do I lie about? What do I lie about? And everyone's like, the clone. Remember the whole clone?
You cloned a phone. It's like, oh, that was funny. That was a joke, not a lie. And then Leanne goes, you called me the Wicked Witch of the West. And I went into my bed and I cried.
I cried.
Brandy goes, I didn't say the West.
That was actually legitimately, I think, the funniest thing that Brandy said all season. I never said that. She's like, no, we're not going to confine you just to one region. Like, you're all of us.
So then Brandy's like, but you call me an alcoholic. It's like, here we go again. I mean, I guess it's a finale, so it's like the greatest hit. So yeah. She's like, you call me an alcoholic. She's like, I never said that.
Yeah.
I never said that. And she's like, and Carrie goes, yeah, well, you definitely inferred it, so.
Oh, well, inferring is a completely different thing. So, for instance, if I were to say, your husband Mark seems to enjoy the I'm just inferring, but I'm not actually saying it, so it's okay. See what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah, it's the same thing. So Dan's like, but my mother came to me concerned because you told her I'm an alcoholic. She's like, well, that's your mother, and I'll talk to her on the next ketchup day.
And another thing, Leanne, you told me I should sign that contract that my mother gives me, and guess what? All I got was a jug of guacamole out of it, not a company. Thanks a lot, Leanne.
And then Brandy out of nowhere.
Do you think you're better than the rest of us? You do. You think you're better than everyone.
Okay. So far today, you've made fun of her for being old, haggy, and uneducated.
Yeah.
Over the course of the seasons, you've also added poor to that list, so who the fuck are you talking to, lady?
Yeah, at this point, she's obviously drunk, and so she's all fired up, and she's, I don't know, she, like, talks herself up to that level where she's like, what is wrong with you?
She's not getting it, so she's going crazy anyway.
Yeah, so she's like, you think you're better than the rest of us? Which, I don't even understand. So Leanne goes, no, and that is your problem. Finger poke, finger poke, finger poke, right on her chest.
Yes, which you can't do.
Can't
that
poke
is
that
physical
finger.
Contact. You're not
especially
to
since
that.
Leanne was the one who got so mad at Deandra for doing the same thing to her in Denmark.
Yep. So then Brandy's like, whoa, who touched you? Who touched you? Which is like kind of proving that that's what she was going
yeah,
for.
Yeah, because Leanne's like, get out of my face.
Yeah. And then she goes, you get the fuck out. I've known Travis for 20 fucking years. Get out. And Leanne's like, okay. And then she backs
she
up.
She starts to sign his face. Like, you can't see Ryan and I were doing it, but like, this is what this is like the audio representation of that look.
Or if you'd prefer it in a musical context, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yeah.
Or any song from Heart, any music video from Heart. It's the look that they gave, like,
it was definitely like a 1920s like theater version of a snickersnee, like a knife fight, like where the two people like walk in a circle with a knife, like
yes. Duh,
they're gonna jab, like
and
snarling.
Then she starts snarling, she's like,
and Scary's like, oh stop it, girl, stop it, stop it, girl, stop, girl,
stop
emergency, girl, stop.
Face. Stop making that face. Stop making that. Face.
What about her? Girl. What about her?
And then Brandy's like, I'm not scared of you. And then there's a guy filming on the phone.
Yeah.
He's at a, you know, cow pageant. It's just tomorrow's episode. We'll
yeah.
get there.
Cow pageant. So then Leanne, like, goes over to a table with, like, a bunch of sunglasses on it. And she's just sitting at the table alone while Brandy and Stephanie, like, run away. Like, pretty much Leanne's there being, like, doing, like, the ring in the corner, you know? And, like, everyone else is consoling Brandy. And Leanne's just sitting there. She goes, cry, bitch. Act like your shit don't hurt when it ain't. Be a motherfucking victim. That's what you crave for yourself. Bullshit. Well, she's just like,
yeah. She's like, I'm from the streets.
Yeah, she's just trying to be tough.
She's like, 8 mile high. No, it's just
cry,
8 mile.
Bitch. Be a motherfucking victim that you created for yourself.
Yeah, she starts like rapping over there by herself. And then Brandy starts crying to some rando. She's like, I just want her out of my life.
Yeah, so then Carrie and Cameron join Leanne, and they're like, don't escalate, girl. You can't escalate it. You can't escalate it. And Leanne's just like, get your... This is bullshit, motherfucking bullshit. And then she just like flings herself down onto the lawn.
In full crucifix position.
Yeah. She goes from cry, bitch, act like your shit don't hurt, to the PTSD of it all. I tried, I thought I belonged. Oh, Cathedral of Hopes, keep me up and put me on the altar.
She's like, please, God, tell me what to do. I can't hear you, God. You fucking left me. I'm like, that's not how everybody prays.
Are you there, God? It's me, Leanne. No, don't run away. I'm not I'm unarmed.
It's like the garden. It's like a Jesus put in the desert for 40 days or whatever. It's like, God, are you there? It's like, Jesus, why are you wearing ribbons in your hair? Okay. Why are you dressed like Cher from Clueless? Okay.
So Carrie's like, you know, she has her full, like, her eyes are bulging right now. She's like, yeah, I think that Brandy was trying to fire up Leanne. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Meanwhile, Leanne's like throwing a fit on the ground, so Carrie just pours her drink out on the lawn and throws the cup at Leanne.
And Cameron's like, you're a great person, and you're wonderful, and you're like a great, like, fake Cher where I'm the real Cher.
Yeah, you're really a great Brittany Murphy to my Cher.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, I wish there was a global pet expo for your Cherness, a global Cher expo.
Global Cher expo distributor.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, I've got to give you credit, girl. You knew she had armor, and you stayed cool for the most part, except for that little part of almost physical violence.
Yeah. So then Stephanie is talking with Brandy, and she's like, I'm just going to go, like, check on Leanne really quickly because, like, you know, things. And so she goes off, and Brandy's like, well, I mean, I don't understand why she's checking on Leanne because I'm, like, her best friend, but that's, I mean,
I don't even think that she doesn't deserve Stephanie as a friend.
Oh, shut up. You're the one who betrayed Stephanie last year, you little a-hole.
And then Stephanie goes over to Leanne. Leanne's like, she started it! She started it! I was like, oh my God.
So Stephanie goes over and she's like, I'm sorry, but she asked me to leave your party. And I will leave if you want me to. I've already packed up about 19 pairs of these free sunglasses in my purse.
I've already called the Cathedral of Hope to send their shuttle over.
I mean, it may not be the most fun bus in the world, but I know there's going to be a bowl of condoms right by the driver's seat.
Because where there's hope, there's hope. So,
by the way, for anybody who doesn't get that reference, we have a gay trolley in West Hollywood, and when you get on it, it takes you to all the gay bars, and there's like a big jar of condoms when you get on.
I didn't.
You're
get
welcome,
that.
City of Hope.
So then Deandra's like, she's saying, like, well, that was like the old Leanne coming out. Okay, like that was crazy. That, like, snarl. And they do like a flashback from like 2 minutes ago of like Leanne, like, close up on her face, like her lip twitching, like.
Yeah, she's like, did you see when she stepped back? And did that whole personality change? It scared me. I'm like, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're all...
She's like, you know what? Right now, I'm just more interested in Brandy's lightheartedness and fun, okay? And I was like, I was actually like, thank you for finally being honest. Because, like, really what you could have just summed up as saying is, like, I love Leanne, but there's always so much drama, and Brandy's just fun. And I just want to hang out with Brandy. But yeah. You sound, like, people sound, they're, like, afraid to say that because they sound shallow.
She even said young in there. She said, I'm interested in Brandy's young, fun life instead of this dark, dreary place Leanne lives in. You've cried, like, every episode. And you wore a funeral hat from, like, the Depression era to have, like, a fight scene on a park bench where you accuse Leanne's husband of cheating on her.
You're also, so. Like... wearing car wash, like, flappy things for your outfit, which is not young and fun.
You know what makes me crazy about this show? That I can get so mad at people like Deandra and still be like, want to have lunch tomorrow? Like, I love her on this show.
No, I love Deandra. I love, I really like her. I just think that, like, I feel like she should have just been up front. This has all come down, what I said earlier on in the season, this is like a sidekick and a master situation, and basically Deandra is like, she wants to move on to a different group of friends because they're just more fun to her, and like, instead of just being upfront about that, it was like this whole thing, and it just the emotions, and...
Leanne was on Watch What Happens Live after with Melissa Gorga. I mean, what is that? It's like a special circle of hell that you have to be put
I'm on
in.
Display, I'm on display.
And one of the questions from, like, Matilda and, you know, Mrs. Masterson, Sweetie. New Jersey or whatever, was like, hey, Leanne, what about that? Who's the queen bee fight? And Leanne was like, oh, God.
But, I mean, obviously Leanne is still the queen bee of the show. I'm sorry, everyone. Like, it's Leanne. The show is on the air because of
Even
Leanne Locke.
She just engaged in physical violence.
So now we start to get our end of the season updates. So Deandra still has the company, and she still has $200 in her bank account, and she has not talked to Leanne since the party. Ah, mother.
Mother. Mm. And then they just keep showing them in the foam pit, bouncing around in this bouncy house, and Leanne keeps pushing everybody. I'm like, this is not the way to overcome what you're about to go through at the reunion, okay?
Yeah.
And then Carrie, I didn't write them exactly down, but Carrie's was something like, Carrie's renovation is done, but the exterior of the house was built an inch off-center, so they had to redo the whole thing.
Girl.
Mark Stove has his own Insta account, but he keeps escaping because there's a glory hole on the side.
Go follow it at I'm a stove girl.
I know the buns who did it.
Cameron finally found a distributor for her, but no business partner. So instead, she's like focusing on making a sparkle dog spray that with real glitter.
That you can eat.
I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. And Leanne is just pushing people. And then it says, what does she have?
Her wedding date is on April 27th, and they're going to have a dessert table that's cops and corny themed with cotton candy and donuts. Okay. Cops and corny.
Cops and cornies. Deandra won't be the maid of honor. As far as we know. Stephanie and Travis kiss, and whatever.
So Stephanie's is like, Stephanie survived her month away from Travis, but he's going away again in February, and she'll have to do it again. It's like, oh, okay.
And then Leanne, it's... They're all wet now, and I'm just thinking Leanne must stink. She's wearing clothes fresh from the thrift store. You know that smell? Yeah. I do, because I've been in plenty of thrift stores. I bought plenty of those clothes. You don't wear that straight out of the store and then go into wet. That's disgusting. And so she's just like this wet, shaggy dog, and her balloon ribbons are just all wet and clinging to her shirt. And she's like, oh, Jen and Lee, love you, Cameron. Cameron's like, you know what I've learned about myself? My instincts are spot on.
Except about business and husbands.
Like, you just gave up your business last episode.
I know. So Leanne's like, genuinely, Cameron, you are my rock. And as such, I would like to sharpen my knife against you. Excuse me one second.
Ow, 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 girl, ow, girl, 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 girl.
And then the last thing is that Brandy Bruin is legally a Redmond, and he says excuse me when he farts, which he does a lot. You guys, I love this show. So fun.
I'm flummoxed.
I am flummoxed.
I'm verklempt, flummoxed, persnicketed.
I'm just foamy. So we will be back mañana, which is tomorrow in English.
That's tomorrow.
For Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, this week's discussion was on our bonus episode was about Widows, the film, and our trips home for the holidays. If you want to hear those, go become a Patreon member, everybody.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to go on to TV Party app tomorrow afternoon to chat, and we can talk about Bravo TV shows.
Girl.
Girl. Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
Girl.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and I'm here with my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
And we're from the podcast Table Manners, and we're currently getting sponsored by Campo Viejo. Not only is this wine from the premium wine-growing region of Rioja in Spain, it was created specifically to be shared with family and friends.
So, in the spirit of sharing, pour me a glass of Campo Viejo, darling.
Of course I will, Mum. But remember,
always drink responsibly.
You tell him, Mum.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favourite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hey everyone, Anita Rani here, and I have a podcast called It's Anita Rani, and wonderfully, Bose recommend it. It's not for the telly, so there's no producers, no directors, no script, no makeup, well, maybe a bit of makeup. It's just me chatting to people I believe deserve to be heard, and hopefully you'll find it moving, inspiring, empowering. We'll be challenging some assumptions about people who might not get a voice elsewhere, and definitely smashing some stereotypes. Please subscribe on Acast or iTunes or anywhere else you get your podcasts. I'd be delighted if you'll join me, as would Bose.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus. On.